We will continue down our agenda for today. We're going to go to number 5, Go Outdoors. This is an update from Keith Fisk, who will be joining us online, I believe.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, yes. So go ahead.
The audio's been a little rough so far, so hopefully I come through cleanly and you can hear me. But my name's Keith Fisk. I'm the Licensing Program Administrator here for Game Fish and Parks. And since last month's meeting, just had a quick update for the commissioners. Obviously, folks are aware that the pheasant season took off here a couple weeks ago, and I don't want to steal any thunder. I know Tom's going to provide an update on license sales and some of the reports from the opener. But things really went well. It's a high volume sales event the day prior to the season starting. Just in that single day alone, we sold over 6,500 non-resident licenses in one day. You can imagine the strain that that puts on, whether it's licensed agents or the website or a number of different things. Certainly a lot of volume, a lot of people purchasing licensing during that period. Overall, the system worked well. We did have a period in the afternoon, I believe, where we had some system latency, where the system really slowed down and transactions were difficult to proceed with. But it was relatively short-lived, made our vendor aware of it, and they hopped on it and got it resolved. Around 10 minutes. So overall, that opener went relatively well, so we were pleased with that. I also did want to share with the commissioners that I forgot to mention last month, but on September 15th, we opened our preference point period. So that's an opportunity for customers to buy their preference points outside of the drawings, and that period is open from September 15th through December 15th. Super popular event with a lot of our hunters. So far to date, we've sold over 70,000 preference points since September 15th, and we expect to sell probably close to another 70,000 here before the deadline on December 15th. We'll, of course, work very closely with our communications staff and do some social media outreach, do some follow-up emails to make sure that folks know that deadline, because it's been a day or two of that deadline. That's when the afterburners really kick on for a lot of people, and everyone's in their race and trying to meet that deadline to be able to purchase their points. That is out there. It's something I failed to neglect during the last meeting, during the update. The only other updates that I have for you folks, we talked a little bit about the return to your license drawing last month. That drawing concluded here in October. I'll get over 4,400 applications this year for those return licenses. We got about 550 total return licenses. So the popularity of that drawing has really increased quite regularly. There's some real premium tags that are in that drawing available to the public. And we saw our application pool more than double from last year. So certainly a lot of interest in that drawing and a lot of people participating. So that went off without any major issues. And then other than that, offices around the state are, of course, printing and selling licenses to people that are here to recreate and enjoy the great outdoors, as well as a lot of our landowners that don't necessarily use computers or the licensing system. A lot of those folks are coming into our offices to get their landowner on their own land licenses, both for East River and West River deer season. We've seen a lot of those transactions here over the last few weeks, and expect those really to continue here for the next several weeks as well. And then the last draw that we have occurring here in 2023 would be for our Custer State Park mountain lion access month, or excuse me, next week, and close in early December. And that officially will wrap up all the draws that occur in 2023. That drawing is actually technically for the 2024 mountain lion season, since it starts on December 26th of 2023. Obviously, we have to have that drawing occur earlier, but that will wrap up all the draws for 2023, and then we'll start all the work that takes to start to implement our draw schedule here for 2024. Again, as you folks know, a real busy season kicking off here in 2024. So with that, that's really all the update I have. I would be happy to answer any questions if folks have them.
Very good. Thank you, Keith. Any questions on Go Outdoors from Keith Fisk from the commissioners? or comments? Keith, a question for you. I know when we first brought Brant on and the online opportunities for our users, there were a lot of clunky moments and things really started to smooth themselves out. Do you foresee it continuing to be a better product for our users as they go online and access those license and permits?
Madam Chair, what I would say to that question is, we're going to be starting up year three with Brant on December 15th. So December 15th, we'll start year three. And as you mentioned, we certainly have been through a lot of trials and tribulations. A couple things. One, our customers are definitely getting becoming more familiar with how the system operates and the workflow to obtain licenses. So that's a major hurdle to overcome. And we've also seen a lot of different improvements in our system in the last 2 years as well. Now that said, I would also say that the system is not operating at the level that we would like it to yet. We take a lot of customer feedback. Obviously, the licensing staff see a lot of those types of items going on. So we're continuing to work and improve this system every day. And it is our expectation that I hope here in 2024, maybe at the conclusion of 2024, we'll have a system that really is meeting Game Fish and Parks' expectation and firing on cylinder.
Hold on, Keith. We've lost you here in the building, so just stand by if you can hear me. Nope, he must not be able to.
I think he disconnected.
Yep, he just disappeared. Makes it clear, doesn't it?
Not me.
Yeah, he's going.
Was that a delay? Is it delayed?
That's a delay.
Yeah.
He's no longer on. I apologize.
Are we still broadcasting? Well, we are still live for those joining us online. We did lose Keith Fisk, and should we be able to get him back, we will loop him back in so we can finish up that conversation. With that being said, we'll go ahead and jump to number six on our agenda with new staff introductions, our Director of Parks and Recreation, Jeff Van Meteren. Welcome, Jeff.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioners, and Secretary Roebling. It's a great pleasure to introduce a new staff member. We have one this month, Charles Sumi, the third. Charles should be joining us. Hopefully will be. He started his career with Game Fish and Parks on September 11th as the Indian Creek new park maintenance technician. Charles is an Eastern Oregon native original from the city of Vail, received his BS from the George Fox University in Biblical Studies. Charles has vast experience in the mechanical world, where he spent many years as a certified power plant operator and head mechanic, maintenance mechanic for a U.S. geothermal company. He also worked as an industrial electrician apprentice for both a sawmill in Idaho and for Delta Y in Gillette, Wyoming. You might ask yourself, how does a guy with all that end up in Mobridge, South Dakota? Well, Charles' son and daughter-in-law also live in Mobridge area, so he's relocating there. We're excited to have Charles on board. I want to welcome him. Let's see. Oh, there he is. Wave your hand, Charles. All right. Going to ask you one question. Welcome for joining our team. We're excited to have you on board. Tell us, what's your favorite hobby? What's your favorite thing to do when you're not working?
Say that word. We can't hardly hear. We got communication issues. Jeff, what were you
saying? I was asking Dan if Charles could tell us his favorite thing to do, hobby, activity when he's not working.
Well, I'm a big bow fisherman when it comes to archery bow fishing. And you wouldn't believe I talked Charles into getting this nice boat. For bow fishing, so that's going to be his new favorite pastime coming next year.
Charles, did you agree to that?
What's that?
That sounds great. Thanks, Dan. Welcome aboard.
And we'll continue with new staff introductions with Director Tom Kirschman.
Good afternoon, Madam Chairman, members of the Commission. Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. We have one staff member that we'd like to introduce in the Wildlife Division, Lance Gunner Theory. Lance comes to our department as a habitat conservation technician stationed out of the Chamberlain office on our habitat crew. Just recently hired back here in about mid-October. We're really excited to have him on our crew because he brings a lot of talent and skills. He has an agricultural background with an associate in animal science degree, and he is an automotive diesel mechanic and very experienced welder as well, which are a lot of great skills and traits that fit on our habitat crew. I'd love to ask him the question, what's one of his favorite things to do outside of work? But I just realized when we had this plan to him to join us today, he's actually out on an elk hunt right now. So I think that question can be answered maybe by what activity he's participating in today. So, but we do want to welcome Gunner is his nickname and the name he goes by to joining the agency. Again, we're really looking forward to have him on the habitat crew as he brings a lot of skills and some great background as well. And I would mention not too long ago, we introduced his wife who also works for our agency. And she, Jessica, is one of our private lands habitat biologists based out of the Chamberlain office. So we have two quality people that are now part of Team GF&P and doing some great work for us. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Very good. Welcome to Gunner and to Charles. And I believe Gunner visited with the commission when we were in Chamberlain this last a couple months ago. So welcome to both of them. Do we have Keith back on, or is he said goodbye for this meeting?
So, Madam Chair, I am here if you can hear me.
We can hear you. I think we got through almost all of what you were sharing, but did you have any other final thoughts before we lost you? We have you on. Can you hear me, Keith?
Yeah, I can hear you now. What was your question, Madam Chair?
The last thing we heard you say before we lost you, you were talking about looking up into 2024 and hoping we're improved much more by then. Any other final thoughts?
I don't think so, ma'am. I can't really understand you, but if you have any questions, I'd certainly, if you shoot me an email, I'll certainly follow up. But looking forward to 2024.
Sounds good. Thank you, Keith, for being with us.